Let's open our Bible. You know, today the speaker, God has done some wonderful things in our life. When you see the speaker, then you'll understand from where he has come. Where is this? Where is he? Huh?
In space.
No, 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 he's on the moon. Who is this guy? The next to the moon. Okay, thank you, Aaron. You know, 1983, I met James Irwin. I don't know how many of you know this man, James Irwin. James Irwin is an astronaut who was in Apollo 13. I'm sure he's Apollo 13 or Apollo 14. You can Google that name, James Irwin. He came to Hyderabad, and that time Casey Abraham was our governor. And Hotel Banjara, we had a meeting with him. And about 100 people were invited, the top people. 100 people were invited. And praise God, I was given an opportunity to lead the worship. And so when I was in the praise and worship team, when I was leading the praise and worship team, you know where the worship leader will be, right? And it was a good opportunity. And we were praising, worshiping, and everything we were doing. And the time has come to see the great person, and we were just waiting, and he comes and speaks only for 5 minutes. Okay? He speaks only for 5 minutes, and very powerful, and I will never forget his statement. You know what he said? When man went to moon, he polluted the moon. When God came onto the earth, what did God do? He purified it. He cleansed it. He blessed it. Beautiful, right? When man went to moon, what happened? Moon is polluted. But when God came onto this earth, we are all blessed. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your presence this evening. When you come into our lives, oh Lord, our lives are very, very different. And this evening, O Lord, speak to us. Let our lives be a different. When people see, they must understand that you and you alone live in us because we belong to you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to thee, my rock and my redeemer. And all God's people said, amen, 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 amen. God bless you. Now see, John is talking, 1 John, epistle of 1 John, 4th chapter. Epistle of 1 John, 4th chapter. Reading from first verse. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit. Test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Who has gone out into the world? The false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is from God, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. Dear children, are from God and have overcome them, Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the view of the world. And the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Beautiful. This is the second part what I'm doing. Last week I spoke on the same subject. Second part. John is bringing us a fact. A fact which was pronounced, announced by Jesus Christ when he was on this earth. His disciples came to Jesus and they said, "What is the sign of your coming, second coming?" And Jesus gave them a very big list. And in that list he says, there will be earthquakes, there will be wars, and there will be fights in the family. Your own children will rebel against you. Father and mother against each other. The mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. The son-in-law against the father-in-law. And he also says in that same chapter, 24th chapter, Matthew 24. Matthew 24, and I am reading from verse 23. At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is Christ," or "There he is," do not believe in it. For, why is asking us not to believe? Why is asking us not to trust? Now, why John is bringing to our reminders that we should test every spirit? What was the reason for John to remind us? Now, this book, John Epistle, is written after the death of Jesus Christ, almost about 60 years. When John is writing, he's reminding us. And the epistle of John is not written for the Jews, but he has written to the Christian believers, like you and me. And after 2,000 years when we are reading, we are reminded. But let me tell you something. Based on the statement of Jesus Christ, John is reminding us. Now Jesus says that, do not believe. In the other sense, do not trust. That's what John says. Do not believe the spirits. Do not trust. Do not have faith. Jesus says, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect. If that were possible. See, verse 25. See, I have told you ahead of time. See, I have told you ahead of time. In other words, when time comes, you should not say that I was not told. When time comes, you should not say that I am ignorant. When time comes, you should not say that I am innocent. In the Bible, ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance is being uneducated, not knowing the subject. The Word of God says that you cannot say that I don't know. God, I don't know. How many of you read your Bible today? How many of you have prayed today? How many of you are reading your Bible every day? How many of you are praying with God? How many of you are doing? Testing starts from ourselves. Now don't look to anybody. Look to yourself. If these things happen, how can I find out the truth in my life? Is a big question mark. These things are going to happen. And that's the reason Jesus is telling us, you should not say that you are not told. These are the words of our Savior who died for you and for me on the cross of Calvary, who shed his blood for you and for me. These are the words of Jesus Christ himself. He says that you should not blame anybody in your life because you are responsible when you stand in the presence of God for the judgment day. We are responsible for whatever we do, whatever we listen, whatever we ignore. We are responsible. Personally, we are responsible. We cannot blame anybody. We cannot blame anybody. Why the Bible has been given to us? To read the Bible. To understand the Bible. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed. The word is used in Revelation 1:3 is blessed, dhanyulu, Telugu lopata. Ee vakyamunu chadivi, vini, danni anusarinchu varu, dhanyulu. Evarandi dhanyulu? Who are the blessed? Who read, who listen, and who does. You have to read the word of God in your life. You have to understand the word of God in your life. How will we understand? Sit in the presence of God. Read your Bible. Sit in the presence of God. Ask God to give you wisdom and knowledge. Go and meditate the word of God. గేదలను చూస్తాం కదా అవి మేసేస్తాయంట. మంచి గడ్డి మేసినాక ఏం చేస్తాయి అంటే ఒక దగ్గర పోయి కూర్చుంటుందంట కదా. కూర్చొని ఏం చేస్తుందంట? తిన్నది బయటికి తీసి నెమరేస్తూ ఉంటుందంట. ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, రీడ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. సిట్ ఇన్ ఎ క్వైట్ ప్లేస్ వేర్ యూ అండ్ ద లివింగ్ గాడ్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఫెలోషిప్. దట్ ఈస్ ద టైమ్ గాడ్ టీచెస్ అస్. దట్ ఈస్ ద టైమ్ గాడ్ రివీల్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు అస్. But we need to have that silent time with God and God alone. Once you understand, you will start doing it. If you are unable to do the ministry of God in your life, tell yourself that I don't understand the word of God. It's not clear for me. You know, many times we do the ministry, right? We are doing the ministry of God. But how many of you ask God that, is this ministry given to me from you or is it my own interest? We do things, number one. Many of the things we do is out of our own interest. Many of the things we do, chaala sangathulu manaki ishtamaina kanaka manam chestam. But let me tell you how you will find out the ministry of God given to you and the ministry what you are doing. When God gives you a ministry, it is a difficult task. It is not an easy task. When God gives you something, number one, you will reject it because it is very hard for you to do it. But when you are doing things which looks very easy to you, you want to do it, not God. Devuniki ishtamaina panulu kashtamaina panulu దేవునికి కష్టమైన పనులు నీకు ఇష్టము లేనటువంటి పనులు. దేవునికి ఇష్టమైన పనులు ఎప్పుడు కూడా మనకు కష్టమైన పనులు, చేయనీకి ఇష్టం లేదు. యూనో వెన్ యూ రిజెక్ట్ ద మినిస్ట్రీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్, యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. యూ కెన్ స్పెండ్ టైమ్ విత్ ఎనీబడి ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు యూ. బట్ వెన్ యూ కమిట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ టు గాడ్, you will not find any time for yourself. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So if you are free, then tell yourself, I'm not talking about your schedules, working schedules. That is your time. I am talking about the ministry of God, what is given to you. Jesus is very clear that we need to examine before we could examine somebody. Unless and until you know what is right and what is wrong, you will never be able to distinguish between these two. సరి అయింది తప్పు అయింది మనకు తెలుస్తేనే ఏది తప్పో మనం చేయము, ఏది సరి అయిందో అదే చేస్తాం. కానీ సరి అయింది తప్పు అయింది మనకు తెలియకుంటే we cannot do those things. We will reject always those things in our life. And Jesus is saying, I am telling you beforehand. What is this? You should not tell me. You should not tell me because these things are going to happen. Therefore, equip yourself. Equip yourself so that you will be a blessing. And I'm sure that everyone wants to be a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
I like Psalm 23, my favorite psalm. I like the character of David, my favorite character. And whenever I think about David, I cry. And I pray that make me a David, God. Make me a David. Because this is the man who sinned against God and ran into the presence of God. Forgiveness. I like that. If you don't know the love of God, how can you run to God in your life? If you don't know the forgiveness of God in your life, how can you run to the presence of God? We cannot do it. David knew the heart of God in his life. And Jesus is saying, you need to have that heart to understand. Otherwise, always you will be blaming others. We will be blaming others. Mana tappu kaadu, verola tappe. Why are you doing this? God has shown me. Does it make sense? God says, ask God. When you do certain things, pray and ask God that do you like me to do this? Or am I doing on my own? There were people who did on their own. But God has used them. But when they stood in the presence of God, when they stood for the judgment, Jesus said, very clearly says, I don't know who you are. And the people said, in your name, we have casted out the demons. In your name, we have healed people. In your name, we have preached. In your name, we have done everything, Lord. And Jesus said, I don't know who you are because you did what you wanted to do. You did according to your desire, but not according to my will. My will is always a problem in your life. My will is always I wanted to kill the pride in you. My will is always to check and tell you that humble yourself. That was my will. What was the will of the Father in Jesus' life? If it is thy will, take this cup away from me. Take this cup away from me because it is so hard for me. Father, I cannot imagine the way they are going to kill me. I can't. It is so difficult, Father. Please take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, it is not my will. It is your will. What was the will of Father? That Jesus should be persecuted. Jesus should be crucified. Jesus should be killed so that you and I may have life eternal. So that you and I may have forgiveness of sin. So that you and I may have a new life to live. A new desire. That was not an easy task. My friends, my brothers and sisters, it was not an easy task. The hard way. God always gives us a task which is not pleasing to us. Psalm 23. Psalmist David writing, right? What he says? You have prepared a meal in the presence of my friends. And Lord, I will be delighted to sit with my friends and eat that meal. No. Na shetrula yaduta nivu naku bhojanamu siddhaparchi unnao. You have prepared a meal in the presence of my enemies. Where God prepared the meal for you and for me? In the presence of our enemies. You think it is so easy for you to sit with your enemies to eat a meal? Answer is in that only. Why God has prepared a meal in the presence of our enemies? Because we have been anointed by the Spirit of God, by the oil of God. Yes. Sister was saying, Annit Lopata Nunesna. The oil represents the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Every anointed person was used. They have poured the oil. And they prayed for the anointed people. Therefore, the psalmist says that you have prepared a meal in the presence of my enemies because I am anointed by you. Nenu. Nidwara abhishektu ninen. I am anointed by you. You know, when God anoints us, David said, God has given Saul into my hands, but I will not lay my hands on the anointed. Abhishektuni meeda nenu na cheyi yattano. When God anoints us, your enemies will shut their mouth. The mouth of your enemies will be like lions when Daniel was in lion's den. Daniel was in lion's den. Amen? Amen. Oh, you think that lions are friends of Daniel? Daniel is an anointed person. Daniel is an anointed person, and therefore, when an anointed person is there, the enemy's mouth will be shut. Zip. Your enemies will fear. Your enemies will fear to you. Because that is the power of the anointing. That is the power of anointing. The anointing of God will teach us to examine every spirit of God. And that's the reason what Ajay was referring already, I preached on that. We have been anointed. Chapter 2, in the last verse, you have been anointed by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit teaches us. When He teaches us, nobody can. Nobody can interfere. He teaches us. Therefore, the Word of God says that these things are going to happen. These are happening, and the false spirits have come. The false prophets have come. You know, we know that Jeremiah 29, where the Word of God says that I have plans to prosper you. You like that verse, right? I have plans to prosper you. I have plans to bless you. I have plans to give you everything. And many times we tell people about this, but not understanding what is before that and after that verse. Right? You need to know. You need to know the whole statement. Now, Israelites were in Babylon. They were in slavery. Banisattvam lopatunnaru, Babylon desham lopata. Banisattvam lopata. And what happens? They are accustomed. They become very accustomed to this slavery. They said, oh man, this is a very good life because we are not going back to Jerusalem. So let us settle in this Babylon. Let us build houses for ourselves. You get me? Let us build houses for ourselves. This place is very good because Nebuchadnezzar is feeding us good. Mancha dubbagainam, manchigunam, manchi balamunnadi, kada? Pani cheyadaniki, shakir cheyadaniki manchi shakti unnadi. Jeremiah enters into the scene. He says, 70 years. What he says? Pete bedding pack, going back to Jerusalem. Finished. Don't even try to build. Don't even try to settle. Because God's promise is with you. And therefore he says, I have planned to prosper you. I have planned to bless you. But these people were unable to understand the plan of God. You know, we want to be in our comfort zone. Always we look for a comfort zones. God doesn't look for our comfort zones. If you are looking for your comfort zones in your life, it is not from God. Let me tell you something. అందుకని చెప్పినా కదా, దేవుని పనులు మనకు కష్టమైన పనులు, మనకు ఇష్టమైన పనులు, దేవునికి ఇష్టము లేనటువంటి పనులు. God says, I will bless you. What did God say? I'm taking you back home. We are going. Because that's my promise. That's the promise. That's the promise. That Jesus is going to come back and take us home. Amen. What joy shall fill my heart? What joy shall fill my heart? Because that's where we are looking at. And not only that, in chapter 24, God also talks that in the last days, when these prophets have come, the whole trend will be changed. Why these prophets will prosper? Because of you and because of me. If people will not listen to a leader, a leader will not become a popular leader. Will he become a popular leader? No. They will not become a popular leader. If people listen to a leader, they will become a popular leader because we are going to put our votes for them. And before we put our votes, we will believe this guy. Correct? Jesus in the same chapter, 24, Matthew 24. And I'm reading from verse 36. I'm reading from verse 36. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of
Noah.
Remember, these are the days of Noah. These are the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of God. For in the days before the floods, people were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the floods came and took them all away. These are the days of Elijah, we see. These are the days of Noah. What was in the Noah's time? What was in the Noah's time? Yes, eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Eating, drinking, marriage and giving in marriage. Now let me ask you something. Is it a bad thing? Are these things bad? If you don't eat, you will die. Correct?
Yes.
If you don't marry, then the blessing of God will not fulfill. Be fruitful and multiply. You get my point? That's the blessing of God. Marriage is honorable in all because it has been instituted by God. Eating, God gives us. And God says, my blessing is when you have enough to eat. These are the blessings of God. So is it bad to do it? No, it's not bad to do it. But when you involve yourself in these things more than anything, when you involve yourself more than God, when you give importance more than God for these things in your life, and they were giving much importance to these things, and God was absent. Who was absent? God was absent in their life. When God is absent in our life, the sin enters into us. The sin enters into us. The sin will control us. The sin will never make us to understand the ways of God in our life. And these people were gripped by the wicked things in their life, which God hated. Which God hated. They were gripped. Chapter 5 of Genesis is very good. It talks about genealogy. It talks about the plan of God. Noah walked with God. Right? Noah walked with God. Noah's son. Who is Noah's son? Huh? Who is Noah's son? Noah walked with God and he was righteous. But let's see. Before Noah is the fifth chapter, Genesis 5th chapter and verse 21. When Noah had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. Whose father? Methuselah. Methuselah lived how many years? 969. 969 samvatsaram. How many years? 969. 9 ulta 9. మంచిగుంది జ్ఞాపకం పెట్టుకోండి. 9 ఉల్టా చేస్తే 6 అవుతాయి కదా, మళ్ళీ 6ని ఉల్టా చేయండి, ఏమవుతుంది మళ్ళా? 969. ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ మెథుసులా ఈస్ ద డే హీ డైస్ ద డూమ్స్ డే విల్ హ్యాపెన్. మెథుసులా లివ్డ్ లాంగర్ దెన్ ఎనీ పర్సన్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఎర్త్. Read.
When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. And after he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years. And other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived 969 years.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. And a vacuum. Pastor Vakyam Zadrochi. See, that's the importance. You know, when you read Bible, you will know the truth. And that's what I'm emphasizing. I want you to read Bible to know the truth. Once you know the truth, once you know the Bible, you will know who is fooling you. You get me? You know the word of God. Kada neeku eppudaithe vakyam telso manushulanu pattestho. In the country, the false prophets, the false spirits, they will not speak according to the word of God. They will twist the word of God and speak to us. So we need to know the word of God. When Satan came to tempt Jesus Christ, he spoke the word of God. He never used any other weapon. His main weapon was the word of God. It's a two-edged sword. Methuselah lived how many years?
969.
Now, ulta palta. 969 years, he was a grandfather of Noah. Correct? And at the time of Noah, people became very wicked. And God said, I repent for making these people. I want to destroy them. This is what is going to happen. When Jesus said that the days will be like Noah, there is a wickedness in this world right now, and the wickedness of the world is a style for us to live. And we want to adopt this style. Any new style, we want to adopt it. We want to live. Otherwise, if you don't adopt this style, you are out of fashion. Out of fashion. Right? You're out of fashion. And you want to be fashionable? Expose your body to tempt people? Wickedness. It is a wickedness. And we don't understand. My friends, just I'm giving you an example. We don't understand these things, that these are hated by God. These are hated by God. God said, there is a wickedness. The word was preached. Right?
Freedom, and Pastor, freedom.
Freedom.
Everybody is free.
This freedom is from the beginning. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. And that's the reason the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed our conscience to understand that you are a free person to choose what is right and what is wrong. What is right and what is wrong, you have to choose. If you say no, it is no. If you say yes, it is yes. But never God comes and says, why did you say no? Oh, Adam, you want to eat the fruit? You have made a decision to eat the fruit? I'm not going to involve. That is your decision. And you will face the consequences. Very simple. I want to burn now in this life so that I will not burn in the coming life. You get my point? Right? The wickedness. But let me tell you, Noah, before Noah, Enoch comes and he preaches the word of God. And in Acts chapter, he says, Enoch pleased God. What he says? Enoch? Let's go to Hebrews. He walked with God and he has not seen the death. But in Hebrews, let's go to Hebrews, the heroes of faith. It is verse 5. Hebrews 11 verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God has taken him away. For before he was taken, he was condemned as one who pleased God. He pleased God. Enoch pleased God. Right? What it says? He pleased God. Fifth verse. The last part when you see. Fifth verse. He plead God. That was a pleasure, right? He did what God wanted. And without faith, you cannot please God. You know, without faith, you cannot please God. దేవునికి నువ్వు ఇష్టమై ఉండుట అసాధ్యము నీ లోపట విశ్వాసము లేకుంటే. Without faith, you cannot please God. And he had faith in God. This moment, we lack faith in God. If you lack faith in God, we cannot please God in our life. There was a wickedness, and people never understood the word of God in Noah's time. They never paid attention. Noah preached every day. Every day he preached. Every day he preached. At the age of 500 years, God visited him. At the age of 600 years, God visited him again. You know, let me tell you something. Listen very carefully. When God gave him a task, that was a very difficult task for Noah. Very difficult task for Noah. So what did he do? He took the task. God gave him task, and he was a rich man. Because, you know, without money, you cannot build an ark. It involves so much of money, billions of dollars, right? And it is not possible for only one person or the four people or the eight people to build this ark. So what did he do? He might have hired people. Impossible. That is possible. Noah hired people. Listen very carefully. Maybe 500, 600 people. Good project. Anand, what is your project? 3 months, uncle. But this project was 120 years. Every IT guy will be happy to be in 120 years project. Amen? These people were hired. These people worked. Whoever worked for Noah, did they enter the ark? Did they enter the ark? Did they enter the ark?
No.
Nova koraku pani chesina varu nova lopata oda lopata praveshinchinra?
Ledu.
Inti vai taranchandi. Go and pray and ask God. When these people worked for Noah, why didn't they get into the ark? Ask. You know, not only that. Not only that. Let's go to chapter 7. This is sixth chapter. Now God says that Noah come into the ark. What did it say? chapter 7. Okay? And God said to Noah, come into the ark. And who shut the door? God shut the door. God shut the door. So Noah did all that the Lord has commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood's water came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and all his sons' wife entered the ark to escape the water of the flood. Pair of the clean and unclean animals, of the birds, creatures that moved along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the flood waters came onto the earth. In the 600 years of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on the day all the springs of the great deep passed forth, and the flood gates of the heavens were open, and the rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wives and the wives of his three sons, entered the ark they had with them. Every wild animals, everything they had. And Noah entered the ark, the animals, everything, they entered the ark. And God shut the door. And God said, Noah, come in. Let me tell you something. When God said, Noah, come into the ark, the presence of God was already in the ark. Where was the presence of God?
In the ark.
In the ark. If the presence of God was not in the ark, God would have said, Noah, go into the ark. But what he said?
Come into the ark.
Come into the ark. Ark is the grace of God. What is ask? Ark? Is the grace of God. Devun yoka krupa. Devun yoka krupa. It's a grace of God. And let me tell you something. Jesus is warning us. And therefore John is telling the same thing to us in 1 John 4. My friends, I want you to understand that whoever has come from God, they will speak about God and they will understand what we are speaking. If you cannot understand your pastor, if you cannot listen to him, if you want to ignore the voice of your pastor, you will never be able to hear the voice of God in your life. When God puts a leader in front of you, if you cannot acknowledge this leader, you will never be able to recognize the voice of God in your life. And that's my prayer and that's my cry in the presence of God, that you have given me a task. Lord, please help me to be faithful to you. I want to be faithful to God, my friends. I want to be faithful to God. I want to be faithful to God. If I am not faithful to God, the very word what God speaks to me will not make any sense to you. The very word what God speaks through me is a nonsense. The very act of mine will bring shame to God. Every step of mine will bring shame to God. I don't want that. The days are wicked. False prophets have gone into this world. We are not from this world. The person who is in you and me is greater than the person who is in this world. Read the scripture. Pray to God. God will reveal to you who is from God, who is not from God. who is from God and who is not from God. God will reveal to you. Then you will start understanding. You will start understanding the plan of God in your life. Don't go for easy things. Those are not from God. Don't come with an explanation. No, those are not from God. Don't attempt to do the easy things in your life. Those are not from God. Every time, whenever you face hard things in your life, raise your hands and praise God. Because God wants to teach you. God wants to train you. God wants to equip you to face the storms in your life. Friday I was telling this. Surfer, you know surfer, right? Who is surfer? It's a sport. What a sport. Who glides or who rides on the wave, correct? If a new swimmer goes into the sea and when he sees the wave coming, he will be afraid. He will be feared to death. But if this guy sees a wave, giant wave coming up, he will be excited because he knows how to handle it. We are children of God. God wants to take us through difficult situations, difficult times. Don't give up. ఏది కష్టమో అది చేయడానికి సిద్ధంగా ఉంటుంది జీవితం లోపల. The most difficult thing in your life, you get ready for that. Because you will feel the presence of God. You will see the power of God. 2 Corinthians 7:4. You there? Amen. I want you to read somebody, I want you to read number 4, verse 4, 7, 4.
Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulations.
Amen. When he is happy, when Paul is happy, Paul, ఎప్పుడంట సంతోషంగా ఉండంటండి, ఎప్పుడంటండి కష్టములో నష్టములో ఆయాసములో దుఃఖములో కన్నీటి లోపట ఉన్నప్పుడు. When you don't know from where your next meal comes, praise God. Praise God. Because the power of God will be revealed to you. The ravens, God will send the ravens. ఆహారం లేదా కాకుల ద్వారా నీకు ఆహారం పంపుతాడంట. You will see the power of God. Let it happen. Let it happen in your life. Kneel down and pray to God. In troubles, he says, what he says? I am greatly encouraged in all my troubles. My joy knows no boundaries. Woo! My joy knows no boundaries. When? In troubles. Dear brothers, dear children of God, examine. Before you examine anything, you should know the truth. Then you will understand the plan and purpose of God. And then you will be able to reject what is not from God. You will accept what is from God. Last week I told you, Some people have entertained the strangers, not knowing they were angels of God, Abraham. Because he had the Spirit of God in him. He had the Spirit of God in him. Unless and until we have God in us, it is impossible. It is impossible for us to judge this world, to test this world, and to know the people in this world. The world is full of wickedness, like Noah's time. But the day will come. The day will come. God will come to us and says, go into the ark. Go into the ark, where the presence of God is waiting for you and for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's close our eyes and let's give thanks to God. And let's say that, Lord, I love you. Thank you for speaking to me, O Lord, this evening. And I want to give you thanks, O Lord, this evening. For making me to understand. There are so many false things happening in this world. That is the style of this world. Make me to understand the style of this world and to reject. Because the person who is in me is greater than the person who is in this world. So, Father, I commit myself to you. And I just ask you, Father, that you will give me wisdom, understanding. Wisdom and understanding. I want you to stand up, please, wherever you are, all of you. I want you to just close your eyes. As we prepare ourselves let me tell you something many times we are tested we need to understand and that understanding comes only by the Holy Spirit and this evening as we stand in the presence of God I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank and praise you for giving me this opportunity to listen to your word. Father, thank you for making us to understand that only you can help us and only we can be victorious when the Spirit of God is in us. And I pray that this evening you will fill the Spirit. The Spirit is nothing but counselor. He's our counselor. And Lord, I thank and praise you because this is possible only through the blood of Jesus Christ. So I commit myself to you. Give you thanks. And as you prepare us, O Father, for your table, we thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.